Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ryan's last Status Bro Show. I am your host, Kevin Ebling,
with... It feels like my first.
My co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
My other co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, Brobo with the shotgun?
Let's give a very warm welcome back to our producer, Ryan Scharfenberg.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate that.
It's good to have you back. You missed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
We got a taser now.
I thought he knew that.
No, he didn't.
Oh, shit.
I thought that was the show before.
Doing it, but you didn't actually do it.
Yeah, we have one.
I thought about charging it, but I don't know that we really have to.
Yeah, it's got a lot of charge in it.
I don't know. I'm very cranky today.
Word.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You seem a little on edge.
I'm a little on edge, yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
And you had to rub my nose in it earlier, you prick.
I still feel like an asshole for that. I really do.
Kevin, I think any of us who said we were on edge, you would insist upon talking about it. So why are we not going to discuss that?
Because it's the same thing I'm on edge about every week. Who cares? I mean, we've already been over this a million times. Everyone knows that the time between when you graduate college and getting a job is like the most depressing time period ever. Everybody hates their life during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to be right there with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit. Ryan and I are going to
You guys
be,
are on the cusp.
We're going to be in this shit with you.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you probably have a job by then.
Yeah, I'm hoping I will, so then I can be like, ha ha. No, definitely. We got a message. Oh, Ustream is down.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, how is this? Ustream is so unreliable, but you know what? I can't complain because it's free.
It is very unreliable. Oh, I know what I fucked up on.
Who's watching? Ann
it's
or John?
All good, fellas.
Yeah, that was Ann who messaged me.
Nah.
What I really want this week is for maybe Ryan to indulge in some of the things that we had to do the last couple weeks that he missed out on.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, there's really only two that I have offhand, because a bunch of the bizarre foods and stuff we did, a lot of them I threw in the trash.
Yeah.
The potted meat, for instance. Well, Zach and I almost ate the whole can, because we thought it was great.
Yeah, it actually wasn't bad at all.
I really thought it was tasty.
Potted meat.
I could have eaten that on a cracker, like for a snack.
I agree.
I was really stoned and somebody busted that out and didn't tell me what it was, I would eat the shit out of it.
I think you said that on this show. You're like, if I was high, I would eat this whole can right
Especially
now.
Especially if I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
even then, potted meat.
If somebody
like,
said,
I don't give a fuck.
This is pate, and put it on a cracker, I'd be like, oh, dude, that was fucking great. It was
potted
extremely
meat.
Salty. That was its one thing.
It was very drawback. Salty. You're not wrong. Andrew, what'd you think of it?
I didn't care for it.
No.
I see where you guys are coming from. It was just... too salty.
It was pretty salty.
It was unpleasant.
Well, while we're on Andrew, why don't we do our weekly check-in with his Plenty of Fish thing?
Another girl, another date, thought it was okay. Probably either I'll lose interest in her or she'll lose interest in me, and that's about it.
Okay, I got a question. Every time you go out on one of these dates, does it mean that you have to be all cordial and blow a bunch of money?
No. I usually don't, actually, and it's been bars so far, and actually girls are, I guess this is a modern thing, like they don't like it when you pay for them.
That's
like,
weird.
They'll insist on it.
I always insist
I
on
like
paying.
To, but
I feel embarrassed when I don't pay for some reason.
Weird. Maybe it's because they feel like they owe you something if you pay.
Yeah, I feel like
yeah, then they'd have to put out, like, that's $7 for that drink. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. Dude, life would be so much easier if I was gay.
Yeah?
I could skip through so much bullshit.
What are you talking about?
I could just find someone I find attractive, and they probably are like-minded, and I could be like, hey, you want to go have a beer and then bang? Probably go for that. Dates would be cheap. I could go to Taco Bell and then go have a couple of pints where you take a girl out. You got to eat somewhere nice. You have to pay for it. Girls never order a cheap drink. It's like against their – they just never do. You got to pay for that. A $2 beer versus like an $8 apple teeny or some faggotry. I don't know. Sorry for using it. I didn't, you know. I'm trying to cut back on that term.
Life would be easier if I was gay. This is
interesting. Oh, man. It would be easy.
Yeah,
I like
I could be sitting on the couch playing Mortal Kombat. Like, dude, after this round, you want to fuck? Yeah, it sounds good.
You mind blowing me during this? I need, yeah. This
yeah.
would be awesome.
Yeah, I think I heard a comedian talk about this.
I think Dennis Leary has talked about this before.
Dennis Leary?
Maybe that's not who I'm thinking
of. Yeah, he does. He has done stand-up.
Or maybe somebody an older stand-up. Somebody very well-known, though, has talked on this before.
Yeah. I like that, I guess, it seems like you're going for the opposite of the stereotype. Typically, I would think that gay guys would be like, want to go eat somewhere really nice and fancy, but you're totally the opposite. You're like, yeah, dude, drink beer, play Mortal Kombat, get head, it'd be great.
Well, yeah, suggesting that every gay male doesn't play into the stereotype that he's... you know, neat and all that and whatever.
Word.
Like, I was watching Seinfeld last night, and Jerry had this good bit. He's like, well, you know, I'm single, thin, and neat, so everybody assumes that I'm gay.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, people could assume that I'm gay based on those facts.
Yeah.
Who would look at this guy and assume he's gay?
No. Hey, I know a couple times.
You have blonde hair. That automatically makes you more gay.
Well, I wasn't denying that.
I know a couple times you and I have like gone to Applebee's, and yeah, we'll be sitting there and be like, do you think people think we're gay?
Dude, they totally think we're gay.
Yeah, they probably actually.
People have totally thought Zach and I were gay.
Yeah.
Big dude and small dude.
Yes.
Like total opposites on the spectrum.
It's a little bit more descriptive than I'd like to be.
What do you call like we'll the manly there. Gay? Yeah, Zach would be the bear and I would be the twink.
There you go.
AJ's got the hair of the twink though.
I guess.
He does.
What is a twink again?
I don't, it's like a really, like a...
I thought that was a racist term for Asian people, like yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
I don't think so. It's, I'm going to look it up though, just in case. I would ask Ryan to do it, but I actually want to know what it is.
Ho!
So, is the technology to do this stuff now.
Wait, would you get a new phone?
You're still not going to do it though.
What'd you get?
A Galaxy S4.
Oh, you switched off the iPhone?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice.
Bold move.
Very bold move.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Ryan.
You know, I thought about doing that, switching to the Galaxy. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, because everything in my life syncs up with is Apple, you know?
Your life is an Apple commercial. Yeah. Right.
I didn't realize as Google is openly competing in, like, copying Apple.
You didn't realize that?
Whoa.
No, I never knew that.
They won at least one lawsuit, I think, against.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I think Samsung at one point sued Apple also. Yeah. Lost. Maybe they won. I don't know.
I don't know. I know Apple's won against Google.
All right. You want to know the Urban Dictionary definition of a twink? The number one pop hit? Okay.
I would like to know.
An attractive, boyish-looking, young gay man. The stereotypical twink is 18 to 22, slender with little or no body hair, often blonde, dresses in club wear even at 10 a.m., and is not particularly intelligent. A twink is the gay answer to the blonde bimbo cheerleader. There you go.
Maybe like 3 out of 10 ain't bad.
Well, yeah. Let's hear it in a sentence. Oh, my God.
That one's going
to
be bad.
I'm not going to that club because it's nothing but a bunch of twinks was the Urban Dictionary example. Now, I want to see what the bear is.
You know, speaking of butt fucking, your farts sound a lot like more tense now. You've been flexing a lot more.
That's a good question. They do. Well,
you know, right?
It's got much more that, like, the neck of a balloon when you stretch it out.
Right.
Flat
it used
era,
to be like a whistle.
Yeah. Well, at first it was like.
Well, since Kevin started hanging out with Chiquita Banana, I mean, it's been getting less attention, so. What can I say?
He's implying that we used to fuck before I was banging a woman.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Chiquita Banana.
Chiquita Banana, that's the new one?
Okay. A bear is a term used by gay men to describe a husky, large man with a lot of body hair.
Sounds
good. George's
right.
Sexual tastes run toward bears.
So are you a hirsute man?
I would have said that our past cast member Corey was more like a bear.
Oh yeah.
I mean that guy was hairy as fuck.
No, you remember when he
that guy for days?
You remember when he waxed the strip out of his stomach?
Yeah, that it was like a great. Perfect strip taken out. That was how, like, I imagined that bit working. Yeah. He did it. That was good.
That's when we knew, like, okay, maybe we're just fucking doing it wrong. Like, we can actually... It seems to work right on Corey's stomach.
I think you had it right. You have to go against the grain.
I think so. And they tell you not to on the instructions.
They do.
They're like, go with the grain.
For better results, go with the grain. But no, absolutely not. It's kind of because they tell you not to shave against the grain, but I get a way closer shave when
I
go against it.
Got to go against the grain.
Definitely.
Sideways. It's always sideways.
Kind of asshole goes sideways.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I go sideways all the time, bro.
Well, that's why you got a big old fucking beard. Because it doesn't work.
Well, I trim it.
Oh, right.
Your chin's growing pubes.
You're growing a beard out, though. I'm jealous. I wish I could grow a fucking beard.
You can. That's
I
what
can.
I used to say.
Man. I really, you see this right
that's
here?
Exactly
patch
what
of nothing?
Say.
No, we couldn't grow. We couldn't grow as much. I couldn't grow as
no
much.
No way,
as you
dude.
No way.
Hey, man. Same thing last year.
I mean, mine's genetics. Kevin's might be like vitamin deficiency. Who knows? But
maybe
mine is just my boyish good looks. That's
oh,
all it is. Yeah, I'm very youthful and virile.
Boyish
see,
is
so
right. Yeah,
I don't have a lot
yeah,
of.
You definitely have a youth thing going for you.
Thank you.
It's
thank
true.
You. Did we talk about strip clubs last week?
Yes.
Damn it.
We did.
What do we? I wanted to touch on that. This has just been on my brain lately because I'm going to have to go to one soon. It is not something I get excited about.
Oh, you're talking about the bachelor party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really don't. It's not exciting. It's kind of fun because you know you're going to see naked chicks, but it wears off really quick. I like it in the sense of a bachelor party. That's kind of cool. Where you're with a bunch of dudes, you're hanging out, you're drinking, you're talking, and you just happen to be able to like take a gander at nude chicks everywhere. That's fun.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, as long as you're not spending money.
Yeah, right. Conceptually,
I don't want to pay a girl to tease me for, you know, and then I feel creepy afterwards.
Yeah, you know it's fake.
But I know a lot of guys, maybe I'm wrong on this, if anybody is listening and wants to weigh in on it, a lot of guys, when you get a lap dance, want to blow a load in their pants. And is that something that anybody, one of you guys would ever go for?
Want to?
I'm yeah. pretty sure they help you out with that.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's a very common thing. A lot really? Of guys, yes, that's their end game. That's why you'll end up paying a lot on dances, because you'll do it until you blow a load in your pants.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, literally, they'll like yes. suck you off or whatever.
What? No.
No.
It happens.
They'll give you the over the jeans.
Occasionally, maybe.
Right? That's what you're implying?
Best case scenario to strip club is you blow a load in your pants, and that just is not a good end game for me.
Like, I thought best case scenario to strip clubs is you bang a stripper. But
nobody ever bangs a stripper.
Somebody, Dave Navarro bangs strippers.
Okay, but he's fucking Dave Navarro.
Good point. But still, that's somebody.
None of us are going to bang a stripper.
Probably not.
It happens, man.
I'm sure it happens.
How can you confirm?
Yeah, how can you confirm? That's a good question.
What?
You don't know anyone who banged a stripper.
Okay, bring one of them on here as a guest. I'd like to speak with them.
Yeah, me too. I would love the exclusive on
this. We got to grill this son of a bitch. No way.
No, man.
I got questions for days for this fucking guy.
All right, so you're implying that somebody's getting, an over-the-pants handy?
No. Grindy. Yeah, AJ is exactly
gotcha.
Correct.
So it's, okay. What do you call that? A grindy?
I guess.
I just made that up.
I don't know what you call it. Think of a clever name.
I don't know. Grindy sounds pretty awesome.
I guess grindy.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Grindy. You think they ever tell him, like, hey, stop, gotta adjust myself. Okay, go.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you tuck it down or the left or the right, or do you go, like, up into the belt?
I would flip it up because exactly the bottom of my dick is where the best action is.
Absolutely.
That's where I want the attention to be. I don't think there's any way I would finish if it was topside.
And that was the possibility of shooting it on your stomach and not necessarily, like, down into the recesses of your boxer shorts.
Ooh, I didn't think about the end game because I'd never think about blowing a load in my pants.
Yeah, who would? That's what I mean. I can't believe that that's, like, the high point of the strip club.
It absolutely is. Shorts. It's a big thing, I'm telling you.
How do you even take care of that? Have you ever blown a load in your pants?
No.
No?
Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know, though.
No.
There may have been a day where like I was really young and I was watching porn at the computer or something and I was a kid and I was like rubbing on it, you know? And I was,
fuck,
I was, like,
yeah. I
probably did
that.
So you never had a hands-free ejac?
No, I think I've always... I think I've always pulled the chute before the end and whipped my dick out. I don't think I've ever just kept it in the pants the whole time. Andrew, have you?
What are we talking about now?
Blowing a load in your pants.
No, I haven't blown a load in my pants.
No?
No.
Ryan?
No.
Oh, you fucker. You're lying. I bet you have, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
It could have happened back when I was like 15.
Sounds like I might have done that. It's got so much shame associated with it.
Oh, it does.
Blowing a load in your pants? Why is that?
Well, because you gotta go to the bathroom, waddle over there, clean it out.
It's like cyber sex.
It's like a high school dance and you slow dance or something and blow a load. Then that's embarrassing.
Is anyone ever going to admit to ever having cyber sex in their life?
Cyber sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'll cop to it.
You're going to cop to it?
Yeah.
Me too.
What are you talking about? Via, Skype?
No.
What are you talking about?
How do you not know? Maybe this is just AJ and I's era more.
Yeah.
People get on chat rooms. I only did it twice in my whole life.
Oh, Christ. With a stranger?
Wait, was
yeah, with a stranger.
Stranger?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I've never done
that.
Oh,
I did. Totally did.
Fuck no, dude. Really?
Yeah. Wait, no. It was never really... No, I can't say it like
now
just a random person. No, I'll admit it. I definitely did it like just on my computer typing stuff out, but I don't know if it was ever a random
stranger. And after you told them I came, were they like, I'm a dude?
No. No, I don't think I ever did a random stranger.
You always
stranger.
X out right before you.
But it's not beyond the realm of possibility. I might have done it with a random stranger. I don't know.
And it could have been a dude.
It could have been.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Wow, cybersex sounds awesome.
You never heard of that? You never did that?
Not with a stranger. With an individual I know, like my girlfriend? Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
What
if
somebody you don't even know
about?
That well? Like someone from school or something?
If it's somebody who you're on a first name basis with, then I think that's completely different than just going onto a chat room. That's something to catch.
Okay, but still,
shit.
When I think about it, even if it is somebody that I knew on a first name basis, that still could have not been them.
So wait, what chat room did you use? Like Chat Roulette, or did you use something older?
No, I don't know that I ever...
Porn Chat or some shit like that.
AIM.
And yeah,
this was a while ago.
It was see that's where it got hairy because I was thinking maybe I'd done I could have sworn that maybe there was a stranger scenario, but it was always AIM, so it had to be someone that I vaguely knew.
Yeah, you remember that shit? You couldn't search for like somebody by their name or something. It was just
yeah,
somebody
right,
messaged
right,
you. It was
exactly.
Like I promise I am so and so.
Yeah,
really?
Yes, that's why I'm thinking like maybe it was a stranger.
Wow,
could have been
shit.
Dude. Could have been a dude.
I was gonna say I don't remember connecting to random people on AIM, but I guess you could. Yeah.
Holy shit, you remember AIM?
Yeah.
You like 20. 21, right? 21. Wait, that was still around.
You can't connect with random people on AIM.
Well, if you type in somebody's chat name and say, oh, yeah, you have to know their name or something. Though. Not their personal name, their screen name.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but there was a thing, though. This is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah?
You could go on AIM and do a search for people's screen names by, like, your city and school and stuff like that.
That is kind of cool.
Yes.
I don't remember it having any kind of profile section or anything like that.
No, but you could get a list of, like, people who, like, went and lived in your area and went to your school. And that's how you could connect with people.
So did you randomly bang somebody from your school?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was plenty of
cyber bang.
I totally would have banged
right. I remember Howard talking about this one time. Wow. The term he used for it was funny. He's like, yeah, I remember one time I tried that online computer sex. Like, that's basically it. I just thought computer sex was a really funny term for it.
That is funny.
Yeah. But nobody else said, but you sat at your computer and typed out and rubbed one out before.
Yeah, I've done that.
I've never done that. I've always seen shit like that. I've always seen, like, you ever hop on, you can get on, I can't remember the name of the site. It's a site where all they do is host like webcam of chicks, and they have their own chats, and other people can post in it, and they can post whatever they want. And I've like rubbed one out to a webcam.
Oh, that's way more modern. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah, you're talking about like
yes,
dial up in like a little box.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Somebody picks up the phone and you like lose your heart on.
Right.
Yeah,
this might have been DSL.
Okay, this is really creepy that my sister messaged me this, but she might be true because I may have said this on the show before. She said, "Didn't you say you blew a load in your pants at Tom Thumb?" Did I say that? I don't know.
I know you said you jerked off at Tom Thumb. I don't remember if you said you did it in your pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit, maybe you did.
I know I jerked off at Tom Thumb. Didn't you do it too?
Yeah, I did too.
I remember it was just exactly so you blind,
you know? Go into the bathroom with Maxim or something.
I would, like, grab a Maxim and be like, yeah.
They're just lucky I didn't, like, do it on the magazine and then leave it up there. So,
or FHM.
Yeah, right. Shoot on page 22. Just
then put it back on the rack and be like, gonna put this back, Vinny.
No, I would often take the magazine with me once I was done at the end of the day. Yeah. But, yeah.
Often.
Well, I would steal the magazines all the time from Tom Thumb.
Dude, really? The two times I tried to steal anything, they caught me.
Really?
I can't believe they didn't.
I just walked out with magazines all the time.
You got caught twice and never got fired for that?
One time they walked in on me like in one of the aisles just drinking an energy drink I just pulled off the shelves. They're like, "You have a receipt for that?" And I was like, "No." But like they just gave me this ugly look and walked on. And it was one of the managers as well.
I remember this one day I was really hungry, so I went into this aisle and I ripped open like a box of beef jerkies, like Slim Jim beef jerkies. And throughout the day I would just randomly dip in, like grab one out of the box and eat it like while I was working. Nobody ever said
you fuckers.
When it was my break, I would do it too. Like I would grab a soda and something. Like I never paid for that shit.
That sounds awesome. You make it sound like that place was great to work at.
No, it was
no,
terrible.
It was boring.
You jerked off in the bathroom. You're drinking energy drinks in the aisle and sneaking Slim Jims all day.
I also mopped the bathroom floor with toilet water before.
Oh my god!
Did you just dip in and mop?
Like I grabbed the mop, went to the bathroom, and realized I forgot like the whole thing you'd cart along with it, you know, and where it rings out the mop and you dunk it in or whatever. And I was like, fuck it, dude. I just dunked it into the toilet bowl and mopped
it.
I think that's what the guy on the Carnival cruise ship did, too. And they got the norovirus.
Really?
Have y'all not read about
it? I will admit, I felt bad about that.
I was trying to be topical. It didn't work.
Well, I felt bad. But yeah, there was that. I don't think it was a Carnival cruise.
It was Royal Caribbean or something, but like 1,000 people got sick with the norovirus and they had to cut the tour short.
What the fuck is the norovirus?
Like, you diarrhea and puke.
Oh,
dude, cruise ships are the biggest fucking germ farms on the planet.
Really?
I would never take a cruise.
They sell them like they're so nice. Have you ever
cruises
been on a cruise?
Cruises are fun, man.
No.
Then how do you know they suck?
Because people get sick on them all the time.
Oh, well,
that's a very common occurrence.
That's a good point.
One person gets sick on a cruise and fucking the whole ship is
sick. You are a floating island of germs and debauchery. That's a good point. Man, people are banging and mopping floors with shit and God knows what else on there.
I kind of feel that way about hotels. I fucking hate, even if it's a nice hotel, like, I can't help but think, how many people have slept on these
sheets? Yeah, I think the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm sleeping in loads.
Oh, absolutely,
you are.
Yeah. It's a good chance they didn't even bother to wash the sheets, like.
Yeah, dude. When I went to Portland, I went stayed at a Motel 6 and I took a sleeping bag.
That's so awesome.
Like, I'm not sleeping underneath these
That's
sheets.
That's probably what everybody should
We can all be honest precaution. On this. We've all banged in hotel rooms. And when you bang in a hotel room, it's not like you try to be clean at all. You just do it exactly the same as you would when you're at home. I'm sure bodily fluids get fucking everywhere.
I've not banged in a hotel room.
I've never banged
Are you serious?
I've never banged in a hotel room.
Oh my god, I've banged in a lot of hotel rooms.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I
mean, why not just like bang in your car?
I can think of several different circumstances. Say, okay, I remember right after high school, I was dating a girl who was still in high school, and we wanted to bang, and we rented a hotel just to go there and like have somewhere to stay the night and bang. But there was also one girl came with my parents and like family and I on a vacation.
Yep.
We went somewhere. And I had to stay with my brother in one room or something. And then Anne and my girlfriend had another room. And so, yeah, like at certain points, I would sneak over and bang her in the hotel room.
But I assume Anne would be gone, right?
Of course.
Yeah, all
right. That would Jesus. Be so much better if she had stayed to watch.
But man, there's this place in Louisville. Maybe you guys know. It's called the Twins Motel. It's off by 121 Business and 35. It's like the most gnarly, disgusting looking hotel
I know ever. What you're talking about, yeah.
It really looks like it's like out of vacancy or something.
Yeah. But it's been there since we were kids. Like,
yeah.
Somehow it's staying
in business. I think it's just there for CD activity. One night, me and a lady friend and another guy and his lady friend, we're all friends except I didn't really know the guy. We were trying to find a place to stay, and everyone we stopped at asked for a credit card because technically you have to be 21 to rent a hotel room in a lot of places.
Right.
The only place we were able to slip by was the fucking gnarly-ass Pines Motel. And that room was – it was unbelievably grotesque and run down. But yeah, I didn't feel bad in any way about not trying to be clean there because it was so grotesque.
Did you get one room or two?
One.
Oh.
Two beds, one room.
Were they in there when you banged?
Yeah. They were banging too.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, no.
Was this anybody I know?
Dude, it wasn't that bad. It was nice and dark. What, it's you want names?
Gross. I'm just curious if I know them.
I was banging Hope, and Jen Townsend was the other chick, if you know who that is.
I don't
is.
Know who that is.
Well.
Did you see her tits?
No. It was really, it was pitch black, man. I couldn't see shit.
Oh, you turn off the
lights. I
just wouldn't
want to listen to some I could other dude see a sitting little. There going, ugh!
The only time I saw anything was like I glanced over at one point and just saw her head bobbing on the knob big time. That's the only thing I saw the whole time.
Were you paying for the room by the hour or something? Like, why didn't one set go in and then the other person after that or something?
I don't know. But I can tell you that's not the only time something like that happened in my life.
Jeez.
See, Jack and I both banged girls at the same time in a dorm at Texas A&M one time. That was a much smaller space.
I bet you were like quiet as a fucking mouse, right? I
mean, no.
You didn't make a, really?
No, I was hammered.
Jesus
Christ. I didn't
Christ.
Give a shit.
That's all sorts of gross.
It wasn't, okay. But there were like two beds like this, and in the middle here was a big bookshelf like that. So we couldn't really see. It's not like we were slapping fives or anything. We couldn't like see each other. But
if you could, would you have slapped a five?
Of course.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
How could you not?
Slap five.
You
want to
get off on a tangent like
wet.
That? What's the weirdest place then you ever banged? I mean, you never banged in a hotel? I mean, come on.
No, I never banged in a hotel.
You ever banged in public?
No.
My sister said, sick, AJ. I don't know what she's talking about, though.
Oh, it's her watching in the hotel room.
Chick. Oh, oh, I'm glad yeah. Okay.
Hey, Ann.
I'm glad the mic picked up.
You never banged
that.
Anywhere really inappropriate?
Have you banged in public?
Oh, yeah,
how
dude.
Public?
The bathroom at a really crowded restaurant Ashland's graduation.
Yeah. I was wondering Jesus. What I'd do if I saw someone banging in a public
Me
bathroom.
Me too. I'd probably do nothing. I'd probably just smirk and walk away, but...
Like, whoops.
I sure as fuck am not going to try to rain on that parade.
Yeah. You wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't call anybody. You'd just be like, all right.
No, you're a fucking douche-lick if you do that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I ever told you, though. One time I went up to where I used to read by Grapevine Lake. You remember public area, public park.
Yeah.
And I walked up and there was like two people banging in the reeds.
Really?
Like, I just like walked away.
Like doggy
was,
style?
Wait, huh? Where was this?
No, the dude was like naked lying on his back and the chick was on top of him.
Nice.
It was back before Grapevine.
Was she hot?
No, neither one of them was. It was disgusting.
They were banging the reeds. Why would they?
Neither one of them was. It was
no,
disgusting.
It was like incredibly off-putting that it's a public area and like anybody could just walk by and they decided here's a good place to do this. Like, fucking.
Which is funny because I banged at that lake before, but never just
but
like
probably
out
not
in, the,
in
weeds.
The middle of the
yeah.
fucking day. I mean,
that's awesome.
And if I did, it would have been in the car.
Jesus. Yeah. I've actually done that in the woods at the lake.
Really?
Yeah.
At the same lake?
At Lake Lewis, Lake Joe Pool Lake.
Who gives a shit? Anyway,
really?
So you banged
I thought it was like we had
yeah,
a
yeah,
thing
yeah,
on
yeah,
like, everybody like banged at the same lake.
I mean, no, I didn't mean about that. I meant about the lake. Does it really matter? It was a lake.
I was thinking we were going to have a semblance of camaraderie here where we had all banged at the same lake.
Quiet.
Like,
well, it makes it way less exciting if you have the protection of a vehicle. Like, I parked in public places and banged in a car lots of times.
Yeah.
But one of my best was in our old neighborhood. A lady friend and I were going for a walk, and things were getting kind of hot and heavy, and we were making out and whatnot, and we banged in someone's backyard, just, like, straight up in the grass.
What, did you just hop the fence?
No, we went through – there was, like, a little gate.
In just somebody's backyard?
Yeah.
Were they home?
No, it was really late at night. They probably were home, but they never went in.
Around the side of the house, or you go full on into the backyard?
Like, full on to the backyard.
I gotta ask, did you have, like, an escape plan? If, like, the lights flicked on or something?
No.
Nothing.
You know what's funny, though? I did insist that she get on top.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm like, then it cannot be construed as
by
rape.
Default, if anybody ever your fault like, if she's on top.
It could never be rape if a girl's on top.
That's a good plan. He comes outside with a gun or something. He's not going to,
like,
you know.
I'm good. Yeah. Yeah.
I could be perceived as the victim here.
That's true. I could argue that I was being.
Yeah, shit.
That's smart.
I didn't want this.
I did. I thought of it because that was back when I was young and I was very nervous. And she was still in high school and I was graduating, you know. And I'm like, I don't want anything, you know. Really, you know, cross my T's and dot my I's on this. All right, so Ryan, were you ever bang in public?
Well, like I said, I
Zach, you ever bang in public?
No.
What the fuck is that? Do you want me to answer the
I'm breaking your balls. Go ahead, talk into the microphone. That's for you right there.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, did you ever bang in public?
Yeah, I just said, I banged at the woods, at the lake.
But other than that, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's all I was wondering.
I don't know, were you, like, walking on a trail and you, like, diverted, or were you just, like, in your car?
No, we were young and we couldn't go to her house.
Nice.
So.
That didn't answer my... All right.
I mean, she lived by the lake, so...
Okay.
We walked there from her house.
Were you in a car? No. You walked. Gotcha. All right.
You know what, though? It's funny...
What do you mean?
Jesus. No. You answered it. You were like, we walked there. And I was like, were you in a car? It was a stupid fucking question. That's all. You were right. I was wrong.
Oh, I didn't
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
I didn't understand where you're going with that.
Woo!
Damn, I have one good, I mean, one of my
this
best...
This dude is a fart machine over here.
Yeah.
One of my best Publix is one that I don't know that I should talk about. You know what I mean?
Was it recent?
Yeah, over the summer. At a...
I know what you mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on this one because I can't remember what you're talking about.
It may have been at a broadcasting station of sorts.
Oh!
A professional environment.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like, does that count as public?
I don't know. I mean, the door wasn't locked.
I'll admit it counts as extremely inappropriate.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's public.
I remember thinking, I can't believe I did that. I'm going to get fired. Like, I started here and then I did it again.
And then I did it again. Same day?
No.
How far in between?
A couple weeks, at least.
Yeah, I could tell you felt real bad about it.
Well, you know, once I got comfortable in that environment, I realized it wasn't as...
It's like the first time you watch porn, you're like, wow, I shouldn't have done that.
Somebody
like,
was
like,
literally...
Get caught? I'm just going to do it again.
Working the second time in the studio next door.
Like, really?
And they're working, and there's a huge window that connects.
There is a huge window.
But there's a corner in there, in the studio I'm talking... In the one that I was in.
Oh, yeah, on the wall with the window, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, I know what you're talking about.
But you know that's a good spot,
that's
right?
That's not good. Yeah, that's a great spot, but Jesus.
Yeah. Still, I mean, if somebody walked by, there's a door to the a window on the door. You could have looked in that window and saw me.
You could have,
but you know,
yeah.
But yeah, this was at Sunday at like 10 p.m. I knew that other guy was.
Oh yeah, nobody's even there.
Not to mention, I had sort of a failsafe because I knew if for whatever reason that guy happened to catch me, he's cool. He would not have ratted me out.
Lights on or off?
On.
Nice, of course.
Yeah. Well, you have to. It would look weird in there because. We were just working, so if all of a sudden the lights popped off.
How does that turn around from when you're working and to just like, all right, let's bang, you know?
Okay, well, a friend I know who also happened to work there, a lady, was there to do some overnight voice tracking work and had been drinking previously. And then I had been drinking at my place that night, and gotcha. I came up to the studio and we were talking.
Alcohol.
And, yeah.
Always turns it around. Yeah, good for you, bud. You're like a tiger.
Thanks. I don't know. AJ, what's your best?
Back of an SUV with like three other people milling around.
I thought you were three people in the SUV.
I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, that's a story.
That's pretty cool. That would have been sweet.
I suppose.
They were just sitting there?
Yeah, they were talking outside. I mean, if they looked in the windows, they would have seen anything. I guess I was trusting them not to.
I suppose when you bang in a car, you don't bother to think about if the car rocks, right? Or do you have
about that.
But what do you do? Do you have like
You can't do anything.
Yeah, you just rock it and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I figure you might have some kind of like position or system to get the car to not rock.
I would say your best bet would be like on the back seat or laying down across the back seat, you on top. You could control it pretty well that way, I think.
Just use your hips. Don't actually like thrust with your whole body.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of motion to like really get the car rocking.
I suppose you're right.
The problem with the car a lot of times is in the winter, the windows will fog up like crazy. That instantly looks suspicious.
Dead giveaway. Yeah. Well, somebody thinks we're banging in here. That's because we are.
You know what? I really like this this topic, but we got to call it because it's time for the break.
I suppose you're right.
Aww.
Is that all right with you guys? Want to take a little break? Quick break?
I can keep going, man.
Quick break. One.
Let's keep it going.
All right, well, we'll be right.
Keep going when you don't contribute anything.
Ouch.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis,
the other guy,
Andrew Ed Green,
and our long-missed producer,
Ryan Scharfenberg.
Now, damn it, I had something I wanted to jump into here. Now
really? Hold on, I can take the reins for a second.
Was my intro? No, that was bad, right?
No, your intro was fine.
No, that was kind of robotic to me.
No, it's okay.
You said your last intro, you never do that.
No way.
Fuck you.
Hey, so earlier you said Brobo with a shotgun and nobody addressed it. I thought that was
good. Yeah, I missed that.
I thought it was kind of clever. I don't know. It's different from names.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
You should check it out. It is exactly the type of movie I think you would enjoy.
It came out, it's like a total grindhouse, goofy ass movie.
Yeah, didn't John see it and he said it was cool?
Yeah, I think so.
He's right.
Rutger Hauer, right?
Yeah. I remember there being it's one of those that started as a fake trailer that became a movie, right?
That's right.
Similar to Machete.
Yeah.
Which I never saw.
Me either.
You never saw Machete?
I did not.
I never did.
There was a Machete 2.
That movie is awesome.
See, I think I would like
it. Machete 3, Machete Kills in Space. Machete Kills Again in Space.
That sounds kind of cool.
I would probably see that movie. If I had seen the first
one. For those who like grindhouse movies, what's your favorite grindhouse film? Do you have one?
Death Proof.
See, my favorite...
I know it's so generic and new, but like I don't know, I just really like
it. You went for a Tarantino or a Rodriguez, which I feel like I'm in the same boat, because From Dusk Till Dawn, I would say, is my favorite.
Yeah.
Grindhouse.
Tarantino is a great grindhouse.
I don't know a lot of grindhouse movies.
But yeah, Death Proof was made just to be a grindhouse.
Yeah, exclusively. Like yeah. It was under the title.
Yeah,
I would say anything that's made with a cavalier sense of humor that's really campy with excessive gore and violence is a grindhouse.
I can't think of that many movies.
Herschel Gordon Lewis. That guy made a ton of movies that I would consider grindhouse.
So, like Evil Dead 2, maybe?
Like that's Blood Feast or Blood Feast 2.
I wouldn't
2.
Think it counts, but based on its description.
Actually, I can see where Evil Dead would
maybe
be.
Maybe Evil Dead 2. I would say the original one is too much of a straight horror film.
I don't know. Army of Darkness, I think, could...
Army of Darkness, but that's not really violent, though. I mean, I think that was even PG-13.
Evil Dead...
Was it really?
The first one wasn't meant to be funny, right?
No, the first one was definitely not meant to be funny. I mean, you had the chick getting raped by the trees and stuff
the
like that.
The second one was meant to be funny, though.
Yeah, I was talking with my boss about it the other day. He's like, yeah, the first one's my favorite. I was like, why? He's like, because it's the funniest. I was like, it's not supposed to be funny. He's like, yeah, it is. I was like, no, it's really not. Like, it's supposed to be serious.
I would say one is hands down the least funny.
Yeah, it's ludicrous, yeah, but it's supposed to be horror. The second one, yeah, they just fucked it.
Yeah, you've got like Bruce Campbell telling the demon's head, like, swallow this.
Yeah.
Would you consider the new Evil Dead to be grindhouse? No, I don't think so.
No, nothing was really campy about that. They tried to be serious.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I like the new Evil Dead.
I bought it on Blu-ray.
I thought it was pretty
seriously.
Sweet.
I thought it was cool.
It was gory as fuck.
I liked it. I don't know, I guess because I had really high expectations for it, because it was Evil Dead, and it pretty much met all of them. I was relatively pleased, yeah.
In a lot of ways, though, I would say it almost factors into the Gorno category.
Yeah, it gets a little ridiculous at times.
Yeah.
Like with the chainsaw at the end. Yeah, it's fucking absurd.
Which, I mean, as far as mainstream goes, Saw and Hostel basically broke into the mainstream Gorno.
I've never heard that
term. I'd
say
the original ones had enough story and were, like, artistic enough... Like, they existed for reasons other than the gore, even if that was the selling point. Whereas by Saw 2 through 100, the only reason to go see it was like, oh, that guy's going to die horribly.
Yeah, if you're talking about, like, the torture porn category or whatever the fuck they say, I don't know that the first Saw really factors in. There's not that much gore in it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see the dude cut off his leg or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't see the guy get blown, his head blown off with a shotgun.
No.
Yeah, you can count the number of dead bodies in that movie on one hand, I think.
Yeah, you probably could.
The acting is horrible, but Saw 1 is a cool movie.
Saw 1 was, I thought, a great movie.
I think Saw 2 is really good, too.
Saw 2 is all right. My thing about Saw was, yeah, I just liked the traps. I thought the traps were cool.
The traps were cool.
Yeah.
And the shocking ending was cool at first.
Yeah, there was always a twist.
The Saw 1 ending twist was pretty cool. I think the Saw 2 ending twist was cool. I did not know the kid was going to be in the room the whole time locked in a safe.
No, I think the ending to Saw 1, even conceptually, is really fucking cool. Like, I can imagine reading the script, like, at the end, the guy gets up and everybody's like, oh, shit. And I can just imagine reading it like, wow, I did not see that coming.
Jigsaw was in the room the whole time.
Yeah, you totally forget about that guy. Like, you don't even think about it, but...
God, Cary Elwes is just not a good actor. It's really bad.
Oh, man. Is he... He's American, right? Or is he British?
No, he's British.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember watching the movie. I was like, God, he has a terrible American accent, but I didn't know if that's actually just how he sounds.
The only movies I know him from are Saw, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Liar, Liar. Those are the only ones that I know he was in.
He was in Glory, and what's it? Wasn't he in The Princess Bride?
I was going to say
the Princess Bride. Oh, yeah, Princess Bride's a big one, too. You're right. Yeah, Glory is actually a really cool movie. Yeah, I didn't even notice he was in
Glory.
Yeah, he's Matthew Broderick's first officer.
I think Glory.
Oh, the Gettysburg thing.
It's a Civil War.
Yeah. Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman.
Matthew I think that's Broderick. What put Denzel on the map.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never saw that movie, but I know exactly what movie you're talking about. I remember.
It's actually really good.
It's really good. It's really depressing, but
except
it's good.
For Matthew Broderick, I just don't picture him. I guess it's the Ferris Bueller thing.
But that's like the whole point of the movie is nobody takes this guy seriously. That's the way. Why they put him in charge of a bunch of black guys.
Which, historically, I've read that is true. The actual person who he portrayed was...
I would believe that.
That same way. Like, people didn't think that guy would ever be a war leader.
I like Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I mean, he's really okay.
The guy's a total fucking pushover, and I just kind of
he factors in the celebrities who killed people category.
I was just reading that on Cracked. He fucking killed two people, and then he didn't even say I was drunk or anything. He just said, I don't remember it.
Yeah. He was with Jennifer Grey, too, which is funny.
That broad from
his
Ferris
sister Bieler. In Ferris Bueller. And the lead love interest of Dirty Dancing.
Oh, shit, that was her. Right.
Yeah, Jennifer Grey, man.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Who else are celebrities that kill people?
More.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg beat the fucking shit out of some guy, put him in a coma before he was famous.
I did not know that.
Hasn't Shia LaBeouf done that, too?
I don't know.
He just gets in lots of fights.
Yeah, I heard Vern Troyer did that.
Vern Troyer.
Shia LaBeouf's one of those douchey guys, though. It seemed like he was on the good track to be a big movie star, but somehow fucked it up, because you haven't seen him in anything since Lawless.
Well, apparently he filmed a short film, directed it, put it in at cons, and then it turned out he lifted the screenplay, like, entirely from a comic book.
Yeah, from a webcomic.
Yeah.
I remember reading about
that.
And, like, he didn't credit the creator or anything like that. Now he's making all these tweets saying, geez, I'm really sorry. I was inspired by your work.
Yeah. Yeah, but then somebody figured out that he lifted one of the apologies from Twitter from, like, a Yahoo Answers thing. Where somebody apologized for something and he copied it word for word. They were like, holy shit, you plagiarized your answer.
Yeah.
And then recently he said he was going to retire from acting. I was like, bullshit.
No, he won't.
He probably made enough from Transformers.
Well, yeah, he'll run out, though, like 10 years from now.
I like the Transformers, though, basically said, fuck you. We're just going to reboot basically the whole thing. This new one has nothing to do with Shia LaBeouf or anything.
No.
Is it even a Michael Bay movie?
Yes, it is.
It is still?
Who's the main character?
There's, like, big stars
Mark
in it,
Wahlberg.
Though.
Mark Wahlberg. That's right. Yeah, I was like, I remember reading that, like, why the fuck did he get attached to that? Like, he seems to be leaning away from, I don't know.
Maybe it's like the Dark Knight. It's going to restore critical respectability to the Transformers franchise.
The fourth Transformers
Although Batman movie. Begins was still a pretty hit movie.
Batman Begins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it was totally different.
Yeah.
It was, like, a different director and everything. It was just Michael Bay. It's the same shit.
Yeah, except Batman Begins wasn't extremely heavy on CG graphics.
No,
but there were CG in Batman Begins.
There was.
Gotham City looks way cheesier. Until they decided in Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises to use actual landscapes from Chicago and New York to make it look way cooler.
Didn't they use Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did they? I know Chicago and New York. New York was the main one for Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Because they used the Steelers football field.
Yeah, they had, like, Ben Roethlisberger and everybody in the third one. That was pretty cool.
Except like the scene when all the bridges were blowing up, they're literally just the bridges of New York blowing up.
Are they really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can absolutely see that it's Manhattan is the central area of Gotham in Dark Knight Rises.
That's awesome.
I love Dark Knight Rises. That's my favorite Batman movie.
Really?
No way.
It really is.
Really?
It really Dark is. Knight. Everyone loves Dark Knight.
It's because it's the best one.
So you're just trying to be different?
You no, like, Dark Knight Rises has everything awesome in it.
What do you mean?
It has lots of awesome characters, an awesome story. It's so triumphant at the end. I just think it's the most epic of any Batman film.
Yeah, but he's not Batman. He's a boxer in a suit. The whole thing's about physical strength. That's why Bane is the main bad guy. At least Joker, he had to outwit him. He had to be a detective.
Oh my God, Bane is extremely intelligent. He is a intellectual and physically formidable opponent of Batman.
He blows up a football field.
Yeah, so
that's like a metaphor.
I see what Kevin is saying. It's just the reason you like it is the reason I don't. They tried to make it like the biggest, the most epic, and you end up with ridiculous scenes like the police charging full on at these terrorists with clubs, yeah. And the terrorists have tanks. They even tell them, "Hey, like, please don't make us shoot you," and then they do it anyway.
Yeah, and then the Batwing drops in and knocks out the tanks. That was sweet.
Yeah.
I thought the Joker
one. It does make sense. One thing that really bothered me about that scene, though, is when all the cops are lining up and they have, like, clubs and stuff. And I'm thinking, what cop doesn't have at least a couple guns at their house, like, to be able to grab? Everyone should have a gun.
Yeah, and the Batwing kind of, it pushed it too far. It strained credulity more than I think they could really manage.
I don't know if it's a real thing, but I thought the Batwing was believable in that movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I guess.
You know what's weird, though? Of any Batman film, I think The Dark Knight Rises is the only one to not feature the Batmobile itself.
Yeah, they only had the Tumbler. Yeah, they didn't have the big ass tank.
You mean they only have the pod? They only have the motorcycle.
Whatever they call it. The Tumbler's not in it. You're right.
Yeah, they never. I guess he never replaced the Tumbler after it was blown up in The Dark Knight.
He didn't have that kind of cash. He's Bruce Wayne.
Do what?
Pod racer.
Called the pod racer.
Yeah, then he had to go.
It's just
race
called
Sabulba.
The Bat Pod.
The Bat
Pod. It's not like Anakin fucking Skywalker is riding around in it.
It should have been called that.
The Pod Racer.
That's what it looked like.
It's probably what they called it on set.
Calling the Batwing the Bat was gay. Why didn't they just call it the fucking Batwing?
Every time you say Batwing, I think of that scene.
I thought Anne Hathaway did a good job.
Did they not imply that her and that girl who Shaw was hanging out with
were
was
gay.
Like uncomfortably close?
Yeah.
I thought it was very clearly implied she was that way.
I think she goes both ways.
Wait, what are you talking about? It's implied that she's a lesbian?
A little bit.
Yeah, she lives with another girl.
No, she doesn't live with her. She lives adjacent to her.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
But she's very, very protective of her. Like,
I guess. I don't know. I don't remember that at all.
They imply almost that she reared her upbringing, like taught her how to steal and whatnot, and that they're very, very close.
Yeah, but that's been a plot in the comics, hasn't it? Catwoman is like, she has somebody who's like under her wing that she needs to basically make money for.
Yeah, that's happened before.
In the Frank Miller comics that it was based on, she was a prostitute before becoming a cat burglar.
Oh,
I don't think that they incorporated that.
Still, the original Catwoman concept is that she's a cat burglar who... I mean, that's why what really bothers me about Batman Returns, which I still think is a cool movie. I know AJ hates it. But the Tim Burton movie, the origin of Catwoman was absolutely ridiculous.
Like Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman?
Yeah, she's a secretary who falls out of a building and gets bit by cats and turns into Catwoman. What the fuck?
Isn't this the same movie that features a baby thrown into the sewers as the villain?
Yes. Okay. But isn't that the origin of the Penguin? Yeah.
Huh?
That is the origin of the Penguin.
I have no idea.
Isn't she thrown out of the building by, like, another villain? Or is it just, like, her boss?
No, it's Max Schreck. But I don't even know that... I think Max Schreck was a villain that was made up for Batman Returns. I don't think he was ever in the comics.
Who the fuck is
Max
Schreck?
For Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's played by Walken.
You're right. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
That was so random.
Almost as random as this discussion.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan. Are we boring you?
Ryan's not fun.
Hey, I just glanced at my phone. Jesus.
All right, well, hey, you want to play catch-up?
Yeah, man. What did I miss?
Okay, well, I know you're probably going to want to mull over the tasing concept a little bit. So I was thinking maybe you could eat one of the dark trees.
First of all, tell me who got tased and who didn't.
Talk louder.
This is a good
discussion. Zach and I did.
And John.
But he didn't?
No.
Why?
Why would I want to get tased, man?
Because
well,
it's
I mean,
the show.
They did it.
Why don't you go ahead and do it, man?
John,
you go first.
My brother was here also on that show, and he did it.
Oh, I did listen to that.
Everyone did it but him.
You listened
to
the John
to
show?
Episode. Yeah, that was an awesome episode.
Oh, thanks.
I just want to say,
You agree that John wailing after he got tased was fucking hilarious, right? I love his like high-pitched scream. Yeah, that was
the first couple times
thing.
He's like, no, that tase doesn't work. And then we hit him again, he's like, wah!
It was awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. That was pretty funny.
Did you think the impressions bit sucked?
I thought when he did Andrew here, it was funny. That was my favorite part.
AJ Hinch, the people love that.
That was the best impression of the whole bit.
Oh, yeah, your brother totally does better impressions.
Well, nobody ever agreed to that.
Well, you got him on a couple, but overall.
I thought there was
in general, I do better impressions.
I disagree.
All right, well, you can be the one.
So, back to the dog treat. You think you're going to eat one?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's a canine carryout?
All right, what's it flavored?
Bacon.
Does it matter? If it's like, oh, bacon cheeseburger. No, I don't want
Maybe you should give him one. Because if he's anything like us, he's going to get it in his hand and want to eat it.
That's something that looks particularly threatening or offensive.
It smells fucking great.
Oh, my God. It smells just like delicious beef jerky.
Jesus.
Maybe like bacon-flavored beef jerky, yeah. Man. It tastes great. I mean, it smells great.
I'll do it if y'all do it.
We already did it.
Yeah, but you got to do it again.
I'll do another one. Sure. Why not?
Oh, all right. Angel will do another one.
I don't give a fuck. I'll do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, now I have to do one. Damn, see, if two of you go, at least I can be like, well, me and the odd man out aren't doing it.
I got a fresh beer, man. It washes it down well.
How about we all do one and then Sharpenberg can do one? We've all done it before. Our reactions
yeah, that's where I want him to start.
Oh, okay.
God.
Oh, no, maybe you're right. Maybe we get him last. All right, everybody. Yeah, take a sniff.
I kind of want him to go first. I want him to take his medicine. But then again, I don't want to have to go after him. That sucks.
It doesn't smell bad at all.
For you guys.
Yeah?
It doesn't smell bad though,
right? It smells pretty good,
yeah.
Give me a piece of that. So how does it taste?
Like bacon.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's great.
Yeah, I would say the...
You can tell I'm so excited about doing it.
The consistency is remarkably less offensive than
it. It just seems to enjoy
the flavor is more offensive than
really?
The consistency.
I mean, I prefer real bacon.
Yeah, AJ's already chewing.
Yeah, what are you going to do? AJ's
so dry.
You forgot how gross it was, didn't you?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
If you're going to get water, snag a glass for me, too, will you?
Ugh.
Please.
I swear there's another bizarre food he missed, though.
God, the aftertaste is just unbelievable.
Are really the only two bizarre foods that Ryan missed?
I feel like I grabbed a huge piece.
Wait, are these not? I'll trade you.
Yeah? Oh, dude, I'll totally trade you. Fuck that.
All right.
Smaller than that. Oh, good. Let's it touched see. Ryan's feet. Awesome.
Yeah, now it might taste gross.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? What are you saying oh for?
You got me.
It smells delicious.
I'll try the...
Now, after eating it, it smells fucking awful to me. But...
Actually, only because I've eaten it before, the smell makes me a little sick.
Yeah.
God.
All right, let's just take our medicine.
All right, I'll take a bite.
Nope. I'm just going to do the whole thing. It's the only way I can go. All right, I'll wait for you to finish. Somebody's gotta talk through this.
Oh, wait, it's so gross about it.
Just the consistency, the texture is just it's so bad.
I was expecting it to be salty, and it's not salty.
All right, I'm gonna down the hatch here.
Oh my God.
Oh. Ah.
Yeah, it's actually much worse than I remember it being.
Maybe it's because the bag's been
open. Hey man, would you eat a hot lick?
A what?
A sucker that has a scorpion in it?
No.
Let's see. AJ, you want one?
Sure. Well, I mean, do we want to do it this week? Because it's going to take me...
Yeah, like,
you think it's going to take you more than 15 minutes?
I can give it a shot.
All right. God. Let's give it a shot.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Does it have sugar in it? I can't have sugar.
Was
That's
that
a joke.
Was that
a reference for road trip?
I thought that was a joke.
Was it a reference?
You can't have too much sugar in the morning in road trip. When
Then Horatio Sands like wipes the pancakes on his ass or something.
There you go.
All right.
Can we
get a
second
picture of the podcast, Mr. Producer?
It's all you, bud.
Oh, really? I don't care.
Where did you get this shit, dude?
Oh, God, so gross.
Anne procured this for the show, didn't she?
God, that's awful.
It's almost like a gummy treat.
Yeah, it is, except shittier. Like I said, it feels like I'm chewing dry clay.
No, that is so bad.
Yeah, and it tastes awful.
Jeez, have you taken the picture yet?
Oh, my God.
Just choke it down, man. That's all you can do.
Yeah, hold on. I can't talk until I'm finished.
No.
You guys talk around.
The picture sucks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was good. Never mind.
Kevin looks like he just swallowed a piece of glass.
Yeah, it's so fucking disgusting. You're really not gonna eat it?
No.
Shut up. You have
Dude, we just did it. All three of us just did it.
Fuck off. See, this is why he should have gone first. Fuck.
It's really good, actually.
I figure the taste isn't that bad. I mean, Halex are made by a pretty good company.
Until you get to the fucking scorpion. Yeah.
I bet the scorpion tastes like nothing.
Yeah. I bet the scorpion tastes pretty good, too.
It's just gross to think about.
Ryan, take your medicine. Come on.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Dude, you got to be kidding
You
me,
have man. To do it.
You seriously? We just ate a whole one for
Dude,
the second time?
For a month, and y'all are like, here. No.
I brought up the idea
we're gonna get
for
taste.
A topic, and you
nothing.
Said, yes, let's do it. You really going to make us do it two times, and you won't even do it once?
You got to do it now.
No.
Please.
Dude, just eat it.
I'm really not going to do it.
It's a little tiny piece.
I'm not doing it.
I can't believe this right now.
Yeah.
I really can't believe that.
This sucks.
You won't even have a taste?
No.
Or broken half.
No, I'm not doing it.
Dude.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
It's so fucked up.
Can we park that is the gayest thing that anybody ever did on the show?
Maybe.
Okay, you know what? I called AJ the show coward after he wouldn't get tased.
No?
I take it back. Eating the bacon strip is less scary than the tasing, so Ryan is the show coward from now on.
Thank you.
AJ's eating a fucking scorpion right now
he's enjoying
as dessert to his bacon strip, and you don't even have a taste.
To give him credit, I think part of the reason AJ's eating that is to get the fucking taste of the bacon strip out of his mouth.
Yeah, the hot lick does definitely taste much better than the bacon strip, so.
Yeah.
Got that going for
Why do they call it a hot lick?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, Ryan.
It's supposed to be cinnamon flavored, but it's.
Are you going
to
man up with this beast?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
see
I think,
how far back I just jumped?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
you jump me if you get tased.
Look, man. I don't like to give ultimatums, but I mean, if you're part of the show, you're part of the show. So you get a choice. You want to get tased or you want to eat the bacon strip?
Bacon strip, either. My friend.
I'm you not doing either.
Eat that fucking bacon strip.
Dude, seriously, eat the bacon strip.
Dude, that's all you can do. He's
really,
going
dude?
To tase you. Like, he's not fucking around.
I mean, come on, man. This is the fucking
You're
status bro show. No, I'm not going to tase you involuntarily. I'm not that much of an asshole.
Mm.
Dude, like, it never gets any smaller.
You're enjoying the shit out of that
yeah,
hot lick.
Stick it in your mouth and suck on it. Don't just lick it.
Don't forget to cup the balls.
Yeah.
There you go. Can we get a picture of that for the show?
That's so gooey.
It actually smells really good.
Yeah, I know. It smells like, what is that, cherry, strawberry?
Come on, man.
Oh, God.
Doesn't that smell good?
The line of
saliva. It does smell good, yeah.
Dude, come on. Eat one bite.
Please.
Yeah. I can't believe we're begging you to be a part of the show.
For begging
You didn't come here for 5 weeks and you won't even do one bit?
I haven't been here for 5 weeks, exactly. You're right.
So you won't do a bit?
What are you doing?
Yes. I mean, if I'm not part of the show...
Let me undo my pants.
You are part of the show. Solidify your position.
Suck that pop.
I hate you, Zach.
Thanks.
Zach, talk him into eating
What
this.
Do you want me to say? Dude, you got to eat it. Please.
Yes.
I've already told you.
Come on. You did a shot of the fish juice, and that wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, dude, the fish juice is way worse.
The thing was, that was when I attended the show every week.
Lean in.
Yeah, but you're here.
You're
here
saying
now.
You're going to punish us because you didn't show because you weren't
yeah.
here.
We're welcoming you back with an official status bro show bizarre food.
Yeah, man,
we're just not feeling it, man. I just don't feel part of the group right now.
What? How do you not feel part of the group?
I mean,
because you're not eating the strip.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
You want to tase me?
No, I don't want to tase you.
I don't want Kevin to get tased because that means I'm going to get tased.
My sister says definitely the gayest thing anyone ever did. Ever in all caps.
Please eat the bacon strip.
I didn't know that was going.
Come on. It's not that bad. We're
really?
Dressing it up.
Eating a bacon strip is your threshold for the status bro show?
Come on.
People, we waxed our taints and we've eaten.
Look, you got 7 minutes left on the show. You eat it and we will drop this.
Preserved duck eggs?
It'll be the end of it.
You keep going. I mean,
AJ will be back to show coward. And everything will be good as new. How's the hot lick? Good.
Never just say show coward.
It's fine. I'm just worried about getting through enough of it to get to the scorpion before the show ends.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you know what AJ's doing his job this week?
Dude, I think he just likes that shit.
It doesn't taste bad. I won't lie.
I feel like AJ almost saw this coming. Like we were gonna ask Ryan to do something where I wouldn't do it, and he's like, "I want to look awesome when it happens."
Eventually, I'm gonna ask him to crunch into it, but he has a ways to go.
Dude, AJ looks awesome.
He's making progress. Oh,
there it is. You get a bite of the scorpion there?
Oh, yeah, actually, you can kind of taste it.
Dude, he's eating a scorpion, and you won't eat a fucking dog treat.
Come on. Please, dude, just pop it. Don't think about it, just pop it right now, and then you'll be done.
Yeah.
Fuck. You can tell he's thinking about it.
I always forget if you touch the prongs he's right really after you ignited the taser, well, then it's still real useful.
I'm trying to think of a reasonable excuse.
You don't have a reasonable excuse.
That'll be the
and
end
no one can hear you.
We'll go to Hoots afterwards. It'll be delicious.
At least talk onto into the microphone.
All right, I'm sorry. Rusty, man. It's been a while.
I know, so jump back right in. Jump in with both feet right now.
I just can't do it, man.
I can get you a glass of water.
Eat a bacon strip, take a tase, boom.
You're done.
You'll blow everybody's tits off.
No.
Dude, that hot lick smells
You want to
tase
me?
No. You can tase yourself, dude.
No.
Nobody tases themselves.
Is that how it works?
It's just not made for that. AJ, will you take a tasing this week? Dude, you will be the ultimate. Dude,
he's eating a scorpion.
He's eating a scorpion. Okay, so you won't eat the bigger strip. Will you take a taste?
No.
Why not?
I already told you.
It's like two seconds and it's over, man.
When I'm part of the group, I'll eat the
scorpion. All right, so
you're part of the group.
You're saying next week you'll eat that.
This is how to be part of the group, man.
No, I said when I feel Jesus. The love. I don't feel the love.
We've spent like 5 minutes of an hour-long show once a week
asking
you to eat that bacon strip.
Asking you to do a bit, and you won't do any of it?
Come on.
It's funny.
No, it's not. If you would do it, it'd be funny.
Please, eat the strip.
I just can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do
it? Why? It's this big.
You can, you just won't.
It's everyone on Ustream, it's this big.
It's nothing.
It's a fucking niblet.
This is my past, man.
What?
What?
I've never passed.
No, your pass was the fish juice. I had to do it with you to get you to do it in the first fucking place.
You did the fish juice.
I'm about to tase him involuntarily. I'm not gonna lie.
That's not cool, man.
Yeah, no, you can't go that far.
Alright, I'll give you an option. You have four things. You have to do one.
First of all, don't give me ultimatum.
No, I'm giving you ultimatum.
No.
It's a four-way ultimatum. It's the best ultimatum you can.
You take a mouse trap, you eat a bacon strip, you eat a scorpion, or you get tased.
None.
Oh, come on!
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Dude.
I wish I got ultimatums like that on the show.
This isn't the status bitch.
bitch.
Yeah, dude, look at AJ. Ripped that scorpion apart, man.
Dude, he loves it.
I think I got the rest of it in that one. Ooh, yeah. I can taste the singer.
Really? Shut up. You're fucking around.
It's not the taste.
But the body is definitely kind of crunchier than that.
I bet overall, though, it's not that bad tasting.
No, you can't taste the scorpion. It's all the same.
I can tell the body where it's at.
I'm not going to lie, though. I wouldn't have eaten the fucking bacon strip again if I knew he was going to bitch out like this.
I said we should... Okay, next thing we do, that we want him to do, he's got to do it first before any of us do.
No, he gets no out, man.
AJ makes a solid point. God damn it, we should have made Ryan do it first. We should have been like, it's delicious, because you had it in your hand. You were going to do it.
Ann says, no excuse. Stop being a pussy. You are being a pussy. Why are you being a pussy?
I know, man. I am.
Why? Why do you want to be a pussy?
I already told you. Come on.
Why do you want to be known to our listeners as somebody who is a pussy?
That's just me. I own that shit.
Wow.
This is tough to watch.
This is brutal, man. I'm not even going to want to listen back to this.
Please eat the strip.
Do something.
End the show.
For the love of Christ,
do
something.
Save the show, Ryan, please.
Jesus.
I like your cup, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Hold on. We're running a lot better. I didn't notice that. Okay, hold on.
You got enough for like 3 minutes? 2 minutes?
Probably. I just want to make sure.
All right.
Ooh, we're at 3%. I better plug it in. You know what? I'm going to have Zach tase me.
No.
Why not?
Because then I'm going to get tased.
You don't have to.
But I feel like I do.
No, you don't.
I'm going to have Zach tase me.
Yeah, I'm going to close out the show with that.
All right.
Oh, man.
Making sacrifices for your art, aren't you?
Why does Zach and I have to be the only ones with balls?
Didn't used to be that way. But then you were the only one with balls, and I thought that sucked, so...
Balls are overrated.
Oh, shit.
How was that scorpion?
By the way, Ann says you should change Ryan's title on the Facebook page to Pussy, and I am going to do that as soon as the show is over.
Wow.
Yes.
Ryan's totally taking it in stride, isn't he? Good for you, man.
Yeah. God damn it.
You know, you could eat the strip right now and it'd all be over.
I mean, really, it's on you guys.
But what?
Y'all should make me feel beloved, make me feel comfortable.
And I'm right.
Are you really fucking serious?
Join in.
It's our job to make you feel the love?
Dude, we're asking you to take part.
Is. That's what a ritual is.
That's what is?
A ritual, bro.
What?
That's what's uniting us. The rituals of eating stuff, going through that.
And we're asking you to be a part of
it. Yeah, and we're all being a part of it right now.
But I'm not a part of it. I'm not feeling
But you can be if you eat the strip.
It's on y'all, really.
Oh my god. I mean, are we speaking English?
Jesus, I feel like I'm talking to a fucking Bible thumper. Where are we going, right?
No, not good for him. I don't know.
You really want to get taste? There's like a minute left.
Yeah, fuck it, man. I don't give a shit.
Alright, where?
Yes.
Alright. Turn around.
I like that answer. Ass.
Yeah, ass is standard.
You want to count down or you just want to go?
No, I want to count
down. God, this sounds so, yeah, this sounds so, I don't know.
I'm gonna do a 3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a preference of cheek?
Yeah, left.
All right, Ryan, you want to hold my hand while I do it?
It's all yours, man.
I mean, I want you to feel the love. Here, what if I, like, cup your, what are you doing?
Are you, fucking get it over with, Jesus. Man.
All right. That all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
God, remember, 3, 2, 1,
that
one,
is
go.
So near the bunghole, man. You want me to count it down?
That was really close to my bunghole. I don't want to feel it in the sphincter.
Yeah, we don't want his bowels to loosen unexpectedly.
All right, you want me to count it down?
Right.
All right.
No, I'll do it.
No, right. I'll loosen up my
phone. Remember, I said 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, wait. Is this like on go or like 3, 2, 1, go and then... Wait.
When I say go, you zat me.
All right.
Yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. I didn't feel shit.
Jesus. All right, try again.
I think it's because of stuff in my
pocket. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All
right, try again.
You should have just acted like you did and played it off.
Nah, fuck that. I can smell something burning.
That's a good sign.
Same way. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, fuck! I felt that one for sure. God damn it.
Oh, that sounded like it hurt.
Ah, dude.
Almost like a sizzle. Like, yeah,
yeah, the, you could hear the current going through the jeans that time. That was horrible.
No, like, I almost lost, like, my footing. Like, I almost fell over.
Yeah, I had to hold you back, man.
Yeah,
so whenever I get tased, I always try to aim where I can run, because I always know I'm going to jolt forward.
Wow, oh, God, Christ. I always forget how much I hate that.
You always volunteer to do it. It blows my mind.
Yeah,
well, I did it once and was like, fuck that. And I did it again and was like, this really sucks. I don't want to do this again.
No, this taser really works. It's a good one.
You remember when John was like, I don't want to do that again, Kevin.
I'm not going to do that again.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to close out the show and Ryan's disgrace. You don't want to save face at all?
Don't even want to speak. Our listeners can't hear you shrug your shoulders.
I feel like I can whenever I listen back.
Thank you, teacher.
Seriously,
don't be
man.
A wise ass.
You bitched out big time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
All right.
That is.
I'll own it.
We can't come back from this. Let's just.
No. All right. Yeah. Fine. Fuck it. I'll close it out. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis,
and the other host.
Go make me a sandwich, internet.
And.
I think pussy is the word.
Yeah. And the show Pussy.
Ryan, Sharpen Bird.
See you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.